Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. For today, Sunday, October 12th, we are excited about tonight's show. We have Tracy Sutter on the line with us. Before we speak with Tracy, I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. If you have a question or comment, press the option to speak with the host, and I believe that it's option number one. Don't press that option if you don't want to talk. So make sure if you want to speak, press option number one to speak with me, and we'll get you on the line. But right now we're going to turn it over to my sister Denise, who has a little bit of beauty news.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the beauty news. Just really quickly, I have some information on the Long Beach International Salon and Spa Expo. Experience the biggest and best beauty expo on the West Coast. You can get your tickets now for January 24th through the 26th of 2015, Long Beach International Salon and Spa Expo, being held at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. For more information on how you can get tickets, you can call 866-229-2386 or 301-694-5243, or you can go online to probeauty.org. /ISSELB. The International Salon and Spa Expo will feature Ted Gibson, Christopher Benson, Nicholas French, and many more. You can shop the hottest professional tools and products, attend a full lineup of professional education sessions, including Sodesco Section USA classes. You can compete in hair, nails, or barber competitions, and experience the serenity of Aesthetics America and Wellness Pavilion. Again, you can get your tickets online at probeauty.org. And speaking of the hair competition, you can enter the PBA hairstyling competition at the ISSE, and you can compete for a chance to be on Team USA at OMC Hair World in 2016 in Seoul, South Korea. And the deadline to register for that hair competition will be January 22nd, 2015. Again, takes place January 24th through the 26th. And that's all I have for tonight.
All right. Thank you very much. Just reminding everyone that you can join us on our tweet chat as well by using the hashtag TownsBeautyLounge. And I see the phone lines filling up. So, again, I just want to remind everyone that's on the phone, if you would like to make a comment or if you have a question, just press option one to speak. If not, please do not press option one. So tonight's guest is celebrity nail artist, nail tech, manicures. I don't know what you like to be called, Tracy, but we have Tracy Sutter on the line. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. And I like to be called a nail artist.
Nail artist. So I was right the first time. All right. Cool. Well, celebrity nail artist Tracy Sutter, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start the show off, Tracy, with you introducing yourself to our audience. Tell us a little bit about how you got started, when you got started, and what was the process of getting there?
How I got started in doing nails or how I got started in doing nails in the industry?
Both.
Both. I got started in nails, and I've been in this business for about 33 years. Mm-hmm. And I got started because I was an enormous nail biter. And my mother, bad. And my mother took me to get my nails done, and I got those acrylics on, and I thought, you know what, I could do this. Mm-hmm. So I bought the stuff, I went home, and I used all my friends as little guinea pigs until I perfected it. And then I went to school when I realized I could make more than $5 or $10 on my friends. And I went to school, and I've been doing nails since then. And as far as the industry, I've been doing the nails in the industry for about almost 14 years. And that came by way of a phone call. I just happened to be, I guess, lucky that day. It was just a phone call. It used to be a lot easier to get into this way back in the, I'm sorry, it used to be a lot harder to get into it way back in the day.
Okay.
But it was by a phone call, and I just happened to answer the phone call when an agency called looking for someone. And I was the only one there. So got it.
Nice.
I mean, you can't honestly say that because I answered the phone, I got it. I had to go through an interview, and I had to, you know, show my work, some things like that, and, you know, I got it.
Well, when you said you answered the phone, were you working in a nail salon?
I actually owned a nail salon at the time. It was called You're Soaking In It in Sherman Oaks, and I happened to be, you know, none of the other techs were in. And I just was the one who answered the phone. But in all honesty, the previous owners, they actually were a part of the first, I think there were about three or four manicurists that started doing this in the industry initially. And then they couldn't handle it. It was just, you know, they liked being in a salon. So the agency that I'm with, which is Cloutier, they called to see if there was someone else interested, and la la la, there's my story.
And you've been with them ever since.
Ever since.
Wow. What's the difference? Because I know you're not in, you're no longer in a salon, but what are some of the differences for nail artists working in a salon versus on production?
I am so glad you asked that question. The difference is, well, I actually was talking to someone in reference to that because it's not an easy job. You are not in a salon. It's a complete different setting. There, you have to have work ethics. You can't be a diva. I mean, you may be a diva in the salon, but you're not a diva on set. You are a part of a working team, and you have to act as such. But you have to be, in order to do what it is that I do on set, you have to know how to work fast and efficient. There's no, you know, not really any time to chat. You have a certain amount of time that you have to get this person done, whether it's a model or a celebrity. And usually that's about 2 hours. And
wow.
You're working with hair and makeup at the same time. So there's a fluidity that goes with it that if you don't know how to get in where you fit in, then you're about to get out.
Mm. So basically, there when it comes to the nail artist, there's never, I'm assuming, there's never a time when the nail artist has time to actually just sit down and work with a client alone. Are you always pretty much working with them while they're getting their hair done or while they're getting their makeup done?
Yes. Usually always, unless the celebrity really wants to take, you know, I did have a celebrity client that I used to work with years ago, and she liked to sit with me and take her time getting her, you know, manicure and pedicure. And then she would have hair and makeup come, but as a rule, it's not like that. We are on, you know, time is money and money is time. And you
right.
have to know to, you know, get in there, do what you got to do, and step out and do your best. You know, you have to do your best.
So if you're working with a limited amount of time, like 2 hours, and you're sharing that time, you can't possibly, well, maybe you can, but are you doing a lot of enhancement services, or are you just basically working with nail tips or natural nails? What are you using a lot of?
It depends on the job. Mm-hmm. Primarily, most celebrities, I will say actresses primarily, it's usually a manicure and a pedicure with them. So you're just working with polish. There are no enhancements. If working with a singer, it's a different issue. They can do whatever they want. If they want to do
whatever they want. I mean, that's not to say that some actresses don't have acrylics, because they do, but you still have to work fast. You still have to work fast. A commercial. I just did a Wet n Wild commercial not too long ago, and it was myself for, it was either 6 or 7 girls and 2 makeup and 2 hair for the 7, but it was just me by myself. So I had to move it. I had my assistant, but I had to move it and get on it and get them done as fast as I could, but efficiently. And on that commercial, I did put tips. I did nail enhancements. I did nail art. I did everything. I'm not sure. I can't remember right now the amount of time that I had for that, but with everything that I had to do, you know, it's a lot of work. And if this business is not for somebody who's got soft skin. You have to have really tough skin, and you can't take anything personally, because it's not about you. It's about the finished product.
Right. Absolutely. How has the business changed since you started? I mean, 33 years doing nails. How has the nail industry changed in those 33 years? And then 14 years working in entertainment. How has both of those businesses changed for you?
I haven't been in a salon since, 2001. So
mm-hmm.
That is inaccurate. I haven't been in a salon since 2004. So I'm not really sure how it's changed from there until now. I think a great thing that has happened is that nail art is global, and I think that's fabulous. And we are getting, we're actually coming more to the forefront in beauty where we were not before.
Right.
Which doesn't really make sense to me, because you can't, full beauty is, to me, a woman's full beauty is her hair, her makeup, and her nails. But we are now finally getting that recognition, which is wonderful. And in the industry, I think it's just becoming a little oversaturated, that's all. It's just really oversaturated.
That's kind of how it is for makeup.
Tracy, this is what do you think, when do you think all of that started, nails coming to the forefront? When do you think all of that started?
Probably, I think, around 2008, 2009, it started. I mean, I know it started in Japan. It was full force in Japan, doing all kinds of, beautiful, crazy stuff. Let's put it this way, when it came to the mainstream, because certain people have always done nail art.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's come to the mainstream of late, and now since it's come into the mainstream, it has blown up.
And not just nail art, but it just seems like a few years ago, polish just became so real, really, really big. Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, where did that all come from? Like, who did it start with? Like, was it a particular brand that you can think of?
No, it was. Polish? The funny thing is that the polish the new gel that's out, the easy remove gel and all the different colors and all that kind of stuff. I mean, as far as the colored gel, I was doing that back in the 90s. We used to mix pigments with clear gel and make our own colors.
The only difference is that now you can take it off with acetone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the only difference. But it's still pretty much kind of the same. Somebody just really got it out there. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on now that we did do back in the 90s. But it kind of was just in our little salon of how we were doing things. I don't know. I really don't know who exactly took it to the mainstream. I guess it was C&D.
C&D, I can believe that.
You know, came out with it first. But I'm not mad at Jan and her crew.
Oh,
I think that's wonderful. I think that's wonderful. But, it's just exploded, you know. It really has exploded. And it's wonderful in some aspects. And then in other aspects, not so much.
Right. Right. Well, you said that, you know, nails became mainstream around 2008, 2009. You know, they finally came to the forefront. Well, when nails weren't in the forefront, did you notice that maybe there weren't as many jobs back then? Or was that, did you notice that?
Jobs as far as what?
Jobs for nail artists.
No, I think in my salon where I worked, I have to tell the truth about this. I had two clients that did nail art all the time. They used to drive me bananas. And a lot of girls in some of the other salons that I worked in, they did a lot of nail art. It's always been there. I do not know who actually tweeted or Insta'd that whole little thing that got this thing all blown up. I'm glad that they did because it's just opened up a whole, look, we have the Nail It show.
Yeah.
The Nail It show is now out. And I think if that would not have happened, that show wouldn't have happened, you know.
Right.
That show wouldn't have happened at all. But now it's out there and, you know, we're large and in charge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, speaking of this show, tell us what your part or contribution to that show is.
I did the kind of bling bling nails on Miss Adrienne Bellon.
The kind of bling
show.
Bling.
Yeah.
I love them.
Oh, they came out. They were really cool. She's just great. She's great to work with. She's really sweet and just a down girl. She's awesome.
Tell me what your thoughts are of the show. I mean, I love the show. I really love how, you know, I love competition shows that have to do with the beauty industry, you know, like the makeup
mm-hmm.
ones, the hair ones. Mm-hmm. Happy to see that there's a nail one. But I love how, you know, for the most part, on this show, at least what I've seen with episode one, they're doing like three competitors at a time versus, you know, on a lot of the other shows when there's a competition, everyone participates. And then they start, you know, cutting people out, you know, one by one. But with this one, I like the fact that there's only three people, so you kind of get to focus on the work a little bit better. And then, you know, they eliminate one person, or two people rather, and then one of them
mm-hmm.
gets formatted and just the show in general.
I think the show is going to do really, really well. I do also like that they have three. But, you know, nails, it's very tedious, very time-consuming. And what they had, 6 hours or 5 hours to do that last
mm-hmm.
thing that they
have
to do?
Yeah,
that's a long time. But, you know, nails can take a long time, especially when you're doing those major enhancements where everything has to be built. It's kind of like that face-off show, you know.
Right.
It takes a lot of time to do this. I think it's going to do really well. I think you guys are going to enjoy some of the other stuff that's coming. I got to see a few of the things, not a lot, a few of the things, because my time with Adrienne was like at 6 or 6:30 in the morning, and
gotcha.
You know, just when they're getting all set up. But I did also help with some of the background stuff. So I think you'll be surprised and enjoy some of the other stuff that's coming.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah.
Not wait.
Yeah.
What did you like, if you don't mind, saying? What did you like from the first week?
You know what? I honestly liked LaToya.
I did too. I really did.
I like LaToya. I was very surprised.
So did I.
I was very, very, very surprised.
I was really surprised.
It.
I thought she
I was
did
really
great
surprised.
Work.
I do too. I think kind of, I mean, between the three of them, I think that Jan and Tom really did have a hard choice to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because classic, so, you know, from what they said, she did not follow the guidelines. She did some phenomenal stuff. She really did.
She
it
did.
It was beautiful. But it wasn't what they asked her to do.
Right. And I think when it comes to competitions, that's kind of where it makes it a little easy for the decision makers. You know, we love her work, and it's kind of hard to decide, but you didn't say.
Yeah, I wish LaToya, I really, really, really wish LaToya would have stayed.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, because I really felt like we would have seen some really great work coming from her.
Yeah, I do too. I honestly, sorry Tom, sorry Jan, love you guys, but I think she got shafted.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I really do. I wish she could come back, you know, at a later time or on a different show or something, because I just think she got shafted. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. We'll have to wait and see. But you know how the second place, you know, person has to leave, but they get a chance to come back.
Right.
To compete again. But I wouldn't be some of the ones who just got cut out altogether, at least. You know, compete amongst them, and maybe one of them gets a chance to also come back. You know what I mean? Like all of those who got turned away totally.
Yeah. Well, I'm not really sure, but I wish that was also possible, because I don't know. I would have picked her over Oh Girl.
Yeah, me.
I would have picked her.
Definitely. Just for attitude alone.
Yeah, just for attitude alone. I mean, I give Jan mad props for making that girl be humble, because she truly,
Absolutely.
Truly should have been. She truly should have been, because, you know, when you start thinking that you are all of that, you start to lose your following and start to lose all that other kind of stuff. And, you know, you might be talented, but when you have a stanky attitude, you know, people don't want to deal with you.
That's right. That's right.
So,
and that applies.
But that's what I was talking about with my business, too. You cannot go into a place acting like a diva.
Right.
You'll get crunched down.
Because just like you said earlier, you know, it's not really about them. It's all about the finished product.
Exactly.
Period.
Exactly. It is. And it's about, seriously, it is about being a team. I mean, I know it's a competition, and you are supposed to do your, you know, to do your best. But, you know, you don't have to be shady in the process.
Right.
You know, and talk bad about somebody else. You don't have to do that. But, you know, I can't wait to see the rest of the show. And I'm really excited about it. And I hope everybody does well. I can't wait to see who's going to win. And... Why are you laughing?
No, I'm just saying, because, you know, I mean, I'm sure we have quite a few episodes to go, but I am just, like, curious right now, like, okay, who's going to win this type of thing?
I don't know.
And just to say a little bit about the judges, I think, you know, we haven't seen all of the judges yet, but
no.
Jan and Tom, I mean, I just feel like they're the best, and I just love, you know, the feedback that they were giving those artists, and they were being very honest.
Well, yeah, they have to be honest, and the competitors are going to have to be big girls and big boys with the big draws on and take it.
That's right. That's right.
You know, you got to take it, because you're getting some honest, good criticism, And you just need to own it and say thank you.
Yep, exactly. And keep it moving. Learn from, you know, whatever they're telling you.
Absolutely. Because there is some, you know, there. I can't say that there's somebody better because nobody's better than anybody else. We're all different.
Right.
We do
right.
different things. You know, we do different things. Because I think LaToya works those duckbill things in her
I
way.
I did, too. In her
she
way,
yep.
She sure
she
did.
She rocked them. And
she
I can't
did.
Say she did better, but she rocked them.
Right.
She definitely made that shape more interesting. Nicer looking.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Because I'm sorry, if there's anybody listening that does those nails, mad props to you. I think they're unflattering, but I ain't wearing them, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm not wearing them. It doesn't really matter. But, yeah, it did make them a little more interesting. It did. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the other young lady, the picture that they showed of her duck nails, you know, were on shorter nails. So it was
right.
really nice to see the job that she did on a longer nail.
Right. I was just getting ready to say that.
Yeah.
It actually made them look, they looked more like, to me, maybe more of a dolphin tail or some, you know,
mm-hmm.
they didn't look like duck feet to me anymore. They took on a whole
right.
different form. They looked more elegant, I think.
Right, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Definitely.
Yeah, she
no,
definitely
pretty.
Took it up to me. Yeah, they were. She took it, to me, she took it to another level.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
And did
which,
she follow
the
directions?
Like yeah, exactly.
She followed
exactly,
directions.
Which I felt like, yep, she was following directions.
Mm-hmm. She definitely did. She followed the directions. Well, old girl did not. I don't know what she made, but, I mean, it was beautiful. But I don't know
right.
what it was. I can't tell you what it was. It kind of reminded me of coral, like a bunch of coral. But she, you know, she does beautiful work. She really did some gorgeous, gorgeous work.
Yeah. She could do my nails any day.
Okay.
You know. But,
yeah,
I mean, you know, I
too.
Applaud them. I applaud them all because, you know, they were there. They were giving it
yeah.
their best. That's all you can ask.
And they were the first right. ones on the show.
Right, exactly, which I'm sure was, you know. Well, I don't know how they shot it and what order they, you know, did everything in, but, yep, they were first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were first ones on the show. I think it was awesome. I don't know how the order of how they did it either. I'm not really sure, you know, once they got it all edited, how they
mm-hmm.
changed it. But like I said, I was there in the early mornings and then sometimes late at night. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what's, you know, how everybody's going to do and how they're going to judge. I'm curious
yeah.
to the judging.
Yeah.
You know?
That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm,
but, I mean, if I'm, now correct me if I'm wrong, it's $10,000 each episode that someone's going to win?
Yeah, it's $10,000
okay.
each, but the winner gets $100,000.
Right, the winner gets $100,000.
Yeah, but I guess you could win. I mean, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure exactly how they did it. So I don't know if, you know, like say if Classic comes back, on a, will she win another 10, or, is, you know, can she win another 10,000
right.
once
exactly.
they, you know, weeding
exactly.
the people out. But I guess that's possible, you know. So you could probably
yeah.
collectively leave there with like $150,000.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly.
And a cover on Nail It Magazine.
On Nail It Magazine, exactly.
Mhm. I think that's pretty
absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Pretty good.
Well, let me ask you, you're represented by Cloutier.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, how does a nail artist build a book for agency representation? And is that different from just, you know, me being a nail artist and I just want to build a book so that I have some work to show someone, if, you know, for a job. Is that, does your book look different scenarios? And then how does one build a book for agency representation?
Well, your, I mean, your book, your portfolio is just your book of works. And it has to be your book of your most exquisite, beautiful works, whether that is the celebrity you did that natural nail on that doesn't really show much, or you know, the red or, you know, something fabulous that you did. As far as nails are concerned, I think it's more on your celebrity, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, that when I got in, that was one of the questions they asked me, how many celebrities have you worked on? Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, in 1999 or
right.
2000. So I think it's still that. I know hair and makeup is different, but they're pretty much beauty. But with nails, I think it's, you know, you're celebrities, but you do have to have a book of works. It is very difficult to get into agencies. Like I said, there's so many people right now. It's really oversaturated, like never before. We used to be a very, very small, nobody didn't know about us group.
Right.
And now we're not. So, and now we're not. I mean, I used to go on set and, you know, some of the production crews were like, we didn't even know that there was nail people in the agency. Mm. See, I've been here for 10 years. Did you just start? Because I've been here. but it's difficult to get into. It is difficult to get into. I don't know what it is that they exactly look for. Sorry for that noise in the back. I don't know what it is that they exactly look for as far as nails are concerned. But you definitely have to have beautiful works. It's not really nail art, I'll tell you that much. Not nail art.
Mm.
Nail art won't get you into an agency. That won't.
And that's because, is that because you know, when you're looking in Vogue and all that, you don't really see nail art on the nails of people in ads?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because primarily what it is that I do, we do, manicurists that are in this, we do magazines, we do television, we do red carpet, we do stuff like that. And majority of the celebrities do not do nail art. No, no, no. They think it's cute, but it doesn't work in their lives, so they don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's typical of actresses. And like you said earlier, you know, sometimes music people can get away with that. But most of the time, if you're talking about an actress on a red carpet or in a magazine, they're not doing that. And that's the same for makeup.
No.
It's just clean beauty.
Clean beauty.
You know?
Yes.
It's not like, you know, all the color blocking you see on the eyes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. It's the same. I mean, you know, I have people calling me sometimes asking me, makeup artists, you know, asking me, how can I have this interview with this agency? What is it, you know, what is it they're looking for? And I say, it's beauty. Well, I have this such and such with all these fabulous. I said, that's not going to get you through the door. It's beauty. That's what they want is beauty, because that's primarily where we live. Mm-hmm. It's in the beauty industry of hair, makeup, and nails. Look at the commercials. They're simple, but they're beautiful. The nails usually have one color on them. And now since we have this nail explosion, we do get to use color. I'm so happy about that. But it's beauty. It's very clean beauty.
Very clean beauty. So you guys hear that out there. Nails, makeup, it's all clean beauty.
Yeah.
Speaking of clean beauty, when you're collaborating with makeup, hair, photographers on a photo shoot, how do you decide what you're going to do with the nails?
Well, usually they'll give me a reference. You know, they'll send me references as to the possible areas of the hair and the makeup, where that's going. Sometimes if I just have no clue what they want, I'll collaborate with the makeup artist, because we're kind of one, you know.
Right.
Yeah, we're kind of one. But then there are times that either the client or the stylist has a specific look in mind, and they'll either tell me what they want, or I will come up with suggestions, or we'll collaborate, and I'll look at, see what they're going to be wearing and, go from there. So it just depends. It depends. There's three different ways, and it just depends. It's either me looking at what's going on, me collaborating with the makeup artist, or them telling me what they want.
Right.
Tracy, how important is education in the nail business?
It's extremely important. It's probably, besides, golly, why can't I think of the word? Besides cleanliness, mm-hmm. you've got to know what you're doing. You've got to know what you're doing. You have to go to school. I have been hearing a lot of things about a lot of manicurists working in salons and doing all kinds of stuff that do not have a license. No bueno. You need education.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need education. There's not a lot of extended, education for us. But you definitely need to go to school. You need to know the body parts that you're working on. You need to know the ramifications of some of the things that you could do if you injure this person. You need to know some of the things that, I can look at certain things and I know what it is because I've been taught and I also learned throughout all these years of seeing different things. I just had a client had a weird spot on her leg. I was giving her a pedicure, and I looked and I said, you know what, you need to go to the doctor, and I wouldn't hesitate. I wouldn't even give it a couple more days. You need to go. And she said, you're scaring me. I said, good, because you need to go. She went to the doctor, and it was skin cancer, malignant. So you need to know what you're doing. Definitely need an education.
Wow. Speaking of education, so it sounds like you're familiar with the deregulation issue that's hanging out there where a lot of states want to introduce these laws about taking away licenses for nail techs and cosmetologists, barbers, estheticians. They want to take the licenses away. I guess I really shouldn't even ask this question because I kind of have an idea of what your answer is. But what do you think about that?
Ahead.
Because okay, what do you think about that? Because if you have no license, then you can go around and you can go in salons and work as a nail tech without having a license. And when I think license, I equate that to education. If you are a licensed nail tech and you have gone to school and you passed the state board exam, what do you think about that?
Well, you know what? Okay, let's put it to you. No, I didn't know that. But now knowing that, my answer would be this. Okay, maybe you don't have to. Okay, you can pull the license, but you need to have a certification of something that you at least took this class. Somebody should start teaching classes.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that people that are, want to get into this business, because you know what? The business that we are in as nail techs, we can do a lot of damage. Makeup, not so much. Hair, yeah, you can burn off somebody's hair, but you can't give them a staph infection. You can't cut them. You can't cut the tip of their finger off. You know what I'm saying? We could actually
right.
do some damage. We could do damage. When I'm on set, I have to be careful that people are not running into me when I have my nippers or something metal, because if I hurt this lady, me and you about to fight. I have to make sure I position myself so that I don't hurt someone. But I think for us, because of the way that we work with the public, and it's so easy to pass things
you know, back and forth that there needs to be some, you have to have certified or something, so you took some hours. Maybe you don't have to have a license, but you need to have some sort of teaching. So you know what to look for. I mean, this industry is already jacked right now with all these crazy. I've never heard of so many nasty things going on. I've been doing this 33 years, and in around, I'd say, 84, when a lot of these low-budget nail salons started coming in, I started seeing things I'd never seen before.
Wow.
Never seen before. Never even heard of. But now I'm starting to see all of these illnesses and staph infections and all these other things that are coming about that weren't there before. So, yeah, you do need some education. Doing nails is not just painting.
Right.
You're not painting. You could cut someone with a file.
Yes.
You can cut somebody with a nipper. What do you do if somebody has an allergic reaction to acrylic that you put on them or the gel? Do you even, can you even recognize that? Would you even know? Does their fingernail have to fall off for you to think, oh, shoot, maybe I'm doing, maybe something's not right? You need an education in some way, an acrylic class, a gel class, some sort of a class you have to take and show a certificate or just have the certification. You have to.
Right. We can cause too much damage.
Absolutely. I believe that. So now that you know, if you hear about it in California, make sure you go to your state legislator and say, look, you know, if you take away the licenses, then you have to put a law in effect that says that they have to be certified and take a class in some way.
It's the protection for the public. It's for public
exactly.
safety. It's public safety. That's what it is. You can take away my license, but and that's fine. I don't need a license. But at least I need to take this class. I at least need to be able to prove with my, I have my little card in my wallet, yes, I took the acrylic class or the manicure or just a safety class.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
With the different, you know, the different diseases and things like that, because now there's a plethora of ones, of diseases that weren't there, you know, that are now all of a sudden here.
That are now there, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of happening all over this world for all different reasons, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 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 We're deregulating as a race, I think.
Right.
We're deregulating ourselves. But yeah, I know a few people who don't have them also, but they should ask questions or, you know, talk to someone that you know has been in the business for a while and did have those teachings, and maybe ask that person to teach you, or, you know,
mm-hmm.
somebody should start a class
mm-hmm.
to, you know, teach people all of these things.
Absolutely.
It's
not
safe.
No, it's not. And I don't know, I would feel more comfortable with a license. I just would. And I would feel more comfortable if, you know, if that law stayed in place. There's not too many people, when I look at PBA's website, there's not too many people that support that. 94% are in favor of having a license, and only 6% says, you know, we really care. That type of thing. But
well, you know what? The other thing is that it's really hard to govern. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's very, very hard to govern because there aren't enough state board spies around to govern everything. And I just did an interview not too long ago and found out that there are a lot of licensed nail techs that don't have, you know, enough clients or don't have anything. I think that the state board should give these people a job to go around, you know, in their region to nail salons and have them do citations and things like that to eradicate all the craziness that's going on,
mm-hmm.
you know. you don't have a job, you only have, you know, you have 20 clients, you're not making much money. Call State Board and tell them that you want to be the State Board Sheriff in your district.
And how much can you pay me for that?
You know.
State Board Sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a State Board Sheriff in Oklahoma, and this is my region. You know, this is what I do. Because there's not enough. There aren't enough. Do you know, I've been doing this 33 years. Do you know how many times I've seen State Board? Twice.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Twice. No bueno, State Board.
Wow.
That's twice. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
It is interesting. It is interesting. But, like, they can't, it's too hard for them to govern it, and I get it.
Right.
But something has to be done for sure.
For sure. In regards to creativity, Tracy, what inspires you?
You know what? Textiles are my biggest inspiration. I like a lot of textiles. I'm an abstract painter. I love colors, and I don't really like anything that has form to it. But usually textiles, I'll see, you know, beautiful fabric or cracks in the ground or, you know, something in the sky. And, or just a passing dumb thought. And I'm, you know... And I'm at my desk, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm easily inspired by, you know, all kinds of different things. All kinds of different things. But mostly textiles.
Let's talk for a few minutes about nail trends for the fall. What are you seeing that's coming and that's new and that's interesting for fall?
I think it's all flipping interesting, Janice. It's all it's all so interesting to me. I am so impressed by the works of some of these people. I'm not going to say ladies, but a lot of these people out here, I am so impressed by the art that's going on. It is, I don't think it's so much a trend. Right now I'm seeing a lot of repetitive things, you know, a lot of repetition. Which I don't like, but I'm seeing a lot of repetition. I know the colors are real rich gem colors, you know, burgundies, deep greens, just beautiful, rich, jeweled colors. They're gorgeous. Browns, some beige, orange, really pretty. They're just really pretty colors. And as far as the nail designs, I've been seeing a lot of the geometric shapes. And I do like those. I do like those. I like queen. I love lines. A lot of the geometric shapes, I think they're really beautiful. And I love some of the geos and negative space. I think those are awesome.
Now, I like to ask this question, even when we have makeup artists on and hairstylists on, I like to always ask this question. What do you think every nail artist should have in their bag? So when you go on a production set to do nails, or you go to do a client's nails for a red carpet, what are, like, the finger kits?
Well, the staples should be, of course, the obvious, the acetone or polish remover, base and top coat, most definitely a quick dry, drops or spray, and usually the basics, if it's a red carpet event, a nude, a natural, most definitely a red. And I would do probably a true red and maybe a dark red, and most definitely a vamp, because, you know, that still hasn't seemed to go anywhere, which is great because I love it. and maybe a couple of you know, out of the box kind of options, because you never know. You know, somebody may surprise you, and they usually do a natural kind of a muted color, and all of a sudden they get that little tickly feather, and they're feeling like doing something sparkly and groovy. So, you know, you have to make sure and have a nice selection of, because honestly, you never know.
Never know.
You never know. No. I roll with everything.
Mm.
Gel, acrylic, polish, IBD gel, soak-off gel, three different kinds. Every polish line you could think of is all in my car.
For every job.
Girl. Yeah. Because you never know.
Yeah, that's
those
true.
Are pretty much, never know. Those are pretty much the basics. Those are the basics.
Okay.
Is there anything that you would like to see happen or take place, or a new trend to take place in the nail industry that we haven't seen yet, or that you've seen years ago early on when you first started, but you haven't seen it since, or something new that maybe you would like to see?
That's kind of a hard one for me to answer right now. I didn't have enough think about it time. No, nothing that comes to my, you know, that instantaneously pops in my head, but it probably will when we get off the line.
Right.
That's why I said not enough think about it time. No, nothing that I could think of just off the cuff. Girl, I got nothing. Zero. Black dot. Nothing.
I see someone, Aisha, Tiffy on tweet chat says she thinks that you gave her an idea for a job. So she already has a meeting with the state board and licensing division this month. So she may be going in there talking about this state board patrol.
Yeah. It's the sheriff in town.
So
good.
Keep us posted on that one, Aisha.
Yes, Aisha, please, because it is needed, girl. And if you need a job, you need to tell them you can help them help us help them.
She may be able to go in and talk about that and create some jobs for nail techs and hairstylists. Esthetician.
Yes. Seriously, you're walking around with a license, don't know what to do, guess what? Call state board.
Right.
Tell them to make,
right.
to make this division. They don't have enough people. You know, they're collecting all this money from everybody, renewing their licenses and all that stuff. Come on, you need to pay somebody to do this for you.
Yep, absolutely.
Right on,
absolutely.
Aisha. Go get it, girl. Go get it.
Let me ask you, who do you like? There are so many great nail artists out there. You know, I know we just talked about, you know, the show, but who out there, you know, you kind of watch or keep your eye on and just really admire their work?
All right, girl, let me go to my Instagram. Oh, I'm not kidding. I'm going to my Instagram because there are there's a few people that I really I dig their work. I think it's really cool.
Uh-huh.
Hang on one second. Sorry, because I should have had this already. You know I love Tom's work, Tom Bacek, but whatever. We're not talking about Tom.
Yeah. Right.
That's my point. I love Tom. Golly. Let me find him. Because I can't think of anybody. There's a few that I like. And I really love the stuff that they do. I don't
follow everybody and I don't see everybody's stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a guy. Oh, man. I'm going to have to say later. I can't even find him. I cannot.
But you like quite a few people on Instagram.
Yeah, there's quite a few people on Instagram that I like. There are. I follow them, and I love their work. I think they do an amazing job. I think they do an amazing job.
What do you think about nail competitions? You know, I know there's a show, but, I mean, you know, like, of course, you know, in other places besides the U.S., competitions are huge.
Right, I know.
Nail competitions, and do you think they'll ever get big here in the United States like they are, like, Japan and other places?
You know what? Maybe after this show, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
okay.
Yes. Yeah, because this show, I myself personally, I've always known of the competitions, but I was never into the competitions. But the stuff that they're doing is insane. I do think that once this show really gets going, it is going to prompt, because I know Lisa Comfort,
mm-hmm.
I know she's all over, you know, she's in Italy and Japan and doing all these
mm-hmm.
nail competitions and stuff. And who knows, maybe after this show, she'll do one here.
Right.
Maybe Jan, you know, maybe Jan will. But, yes, I do think that it's going to explode here. It has to, because, you know, some of these people, they're so talented and they're not going to fly to Italy to compete. It needs to happen
right.
here.
Right. What's your favorite nail shape? And I just thought about that question only because we were talking about the Duffy. what's your nail? Your favorite nail shape?
Well, I have to admit I was a square girl for a very, very, very long time, and I thought that round nail, it's not the oval nail, but I'm all up into the ovals now. Love them.
The oval nails.
Yeah, I like the oval shaped nails, and I do like the stilettos, but they are you have to be, to me, you have to be young and single for real to be pulling those off and not do, you know, a whole lot to pull those off and wear them all the time. I'm not saying that you can't, because back in the day, I wore my nails were like 5 inches long.
Wow.
They were disgusting. Girl, I had 80 nails, you know, 80s nails.
Right, right.
That was me. I was all about that. but I do love those. I do love those stilettos. I think they're really, I think they're sexy. They're dangerous, but they're sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And but for myself, I like to wear them. I wear them oval.
Okay. No. And last question of the night.
Okay.
What is beauty to you?
Beauty to me overall is a complete package of you at your best. And enhanced at your best with your hair, with your makeup. Doesn't have to be a lot. Doesn't have to be eyelashes and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just in your nails. To me, just clean. When you look polished, that's beautiful.
Nice. And Tracy, can you share your website? Your social media sites, anything that you want people to be able to go out there and find you?
Wait, say that again?
Can you share, like, your social media sites and your website so people know how to go out and find you?
Oh, sure. My Twitter handle is at TLSutter1, the number one, and my Insta is at T T-L Sutter. S is in Sam, U-T-T-E-R. I'm on Tumblr. I'm on Google Plus. I'm on everything. Find me. Follow me. Let's talk. We can have fun. Let's laugh.
All right, girl.
Let's laugh. Let's have fun.
That's let's have fun. Right.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you, Tracy, for taking the time. And we're definitely going to be following you and checking out your work as well.
Thank you. And I wanted to say hello. Hi, Denise.
Hi. Sorry, I had to take myself off the mute.
It's okay, but I didn't get a chance to say hi to you when you came on.
Hi.
She's been asking a couple questions, though. I don't know if you knew the difference,
okay.
But she's been asking questions.
Okay. No, I didn't, but good.
Right.
I just wanted to say, acknowledge that I knew that you were there.
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm having a great time with you guys. Thank you both so much for asking me to be on the show.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Absolutely.
We'll call on you again.
We'll call on you again when we need a nail expert.
Okay, call me. All right, you guys.
All right. Thank you.
I know it's late. You are so welcome anytime.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We really appreciate it. Thank you for all those who joined us on our tweet chat, Aisha and Yvette, Sharon Tina, and I know Sharon Tina is on the line. I'm not sure, but I think this is Jennifer on the line. I'm not sure. But anyway, thank you all who tuned in on the phone line. And for those who tuned in just via the internet, thank you very much. Let's see. I guess my sister Denise can tell you how to follow us online.
Yes. Let me make sure I get this straight tonight. You can follow us on Facebook at Beauty Talk Online Radio. You can follow us on Twitter, my favorite, at Beauty_Talk. You can follow us on Instagram. We're at Beauty_Talk_Media. And then another one of my favorite social media outlets would be BBM. And there's BBM for all. It's on iPhone, Windows, Android, BlackBerry. And you can follow our channel pin at C002EB072. Again, it's C as in cat, 002. E as in Edward, B as in boy, 072.
Also, we are...
Again, I just want to mention, I'm sorry, I just want to mention really quickly that we will be starting soon. We're going to be giving away, you know, little gifts, little beauty items from that channel. So if you're not following us on BBM, make sure you do, because we will soon be giving away little beauty items on that channel.
And we're also on Google Plus, is what I was trying to say. So if you are on Google Plus, you can follow Beauty Talk there as well. We're new on Google Plus, so check it out. Let's see. And I think that's it for tonight. So join us again next Sunday night, same time, 9 p.m., for more Beauty Talk. And just check out all our social media sites for who our guests will be next week. So, again, thank you guys for your continued support, and we will talk to you next week. So, have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.